Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful for Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that are already doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, it's another blessed day in Christ Jesus, another, opportunity to give the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll be joined soon by my brother here, Brother Robert Gross, as we will go together and go forward in Jesus' name to give you the word of God today. Amen. And I pray that you will be tuned into this broadcast because, people, we want you to understand that we're serious about this in giving you the word of God, and we want you to be informed. Amen. The devil is the one that don't want you to be informed. He wants you to remain in ignorance. But, therefore, it is the will of God that you know these things, that you may be prepared. Amen. Praise be to God. And so as I wait for my brother to come on, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all of you that have been listening to us over these past 3 years. Once again, it's been a blessed journey in Christ Jesus, and we give all glory and honor and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do, what he's bringing to pass. And once again, remember, he is faithful and true. He's not an unfaithful God. He's faithful and true. That is his nature, his character, and therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, remember that and keep that in mind towards your petitions that you have laid before him. And understand that God will bring it to pass, and especially whatever you stand in need of. Amen? Amen. If you are born again, believe you are in the covenant with Jesus Christ, you can stand on the covenant and inheritance that you have received when you became an heir. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. So therefore, you have a contract, amen? You have a covenant that you can stand on and that God would honor his covenant, amen? You being a child of God, amen? It is a blessing to be a child of the Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And once again, I am thankful for this blessed day. Do you know that healing is covered in the covenant? Huh, yes, it is. Healing is covered in the covenant, no matter what sickness or disease you're facing right now. Healing is in the covenant for you as a born-again, blood-washed believer. Amen. Oh, I know the devil is telling you that there's no way you can be delivered. You're going to be struggling with this sickness for the rest of your life. But you remember, the Word of God tells us that the Satan is not only just a murderer, but he's a liar. And the Word of God said there is no truth in him. Hallelujah. But there's truth in Christ. He is truth. Amen. And he cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen? It is not in God's nature to lie. Okay? God is truthful, all truth. So he cannot lie. Satan is a liar. So healing is covered in the covenant that you have with Almighty God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Now I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother, once again.
God bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good to be with you today again to bash
Hallelujah.
The devil.
Oh, yes, Lord. Well, you said the words there, brother. Hallelujah. To bash the devil. Hallelujah. Boy, I know he was saying, man, I wish you wouldn't have said it out your mouth. But I'm glad you said it now. Hallelujah. He's all upset and everything. Amen. But we thank God that he's upset. Because if he's upset,
Amen.
That means he's doing something right. Amen.
Amen.
You're doing something right if he's upset. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For the word of the Lord today. People, we want you to understand that the day coming with the word of God today, and the title of this message is The Persecution to Come. The Persecution to Come. Now, you heard me and my brother over the past last broadcast that we've been doing. Some of you have been hearing us continually talking about the persecution that is to come. And the reason why we're talking about that, because number one, we're warning you, because the Word of God speaks about this thing that is going to happen. The persecution is going to come, okay? And we've got to remember this. Before I go any deeper, I'm going to ask my brother if he will open us up with prayer, and we're going to go right into the Word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, all the listeners, all those who have tuned in to this, Lord God, this blog talk radio, Lord Jesus. Father, that their eyes of the understanding might be enlightened, that they may know what the hope is calling. Father, give them understanding, give them knowledge, give them illumination, Lord Jesus. Lord God, for this most serious subject, Lord God, of persecution, O Lord Jesus. Lord God, Father,
yes,
lay the foundation in their hearts, their minds, their souls, and their spirits, Lord Jesus, that they might understand, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb,
yes,
that they may see where they stand and see where the Lord God stands. Lord God, let your word count, put them in the way. Lord God, point them to the way, hallelujah,
yes,
and
bring them
to the way in Jesus' holy, righteous name. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you honor, praise, and glory. We bind the powers of the adversary today, Lord Jesus. All
yes,
the powers
Lord.
Of the adversary, Lord Jesus, that sin against us, Lord Jesus, stop us from hearing the word. Stop us from receiving
yes,
the word. Stop us from living
yes,
in the word. In the name of Jesus. For it's the power of God. Hallelujah. Unto salvation to everyone that believe it, even the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Bless them, O Lord God, and sanctify them in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Once again, it is another blessed day in Christ Jesus, and we're grateful today for this opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I'm going to open up with some scriptures, and my brother's going to come behind me. Because today, people, we want to talk to you about the persecution to come. I first want to give you a definition of the word persecute from Webster. And Webster tells us the word persecute means to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict, specifically to cause to suffer because of belief. I think I'm going to read that again because we need to hear this one more time. And I pray that you pay close attention. The word persecute means to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict, specifically to cause to suffer because of belief. People of God, hear this. And this message is not a message from us to scare you. This is a message to warn you. You're going to be harassed and punished for your belief in Christ. Coming from the devil, especially working through man, hallelujah, you're going to face this. Now, I know that many of you have taken on the thought to think that, oh, since I'm in Jesus, everything's just going to flow smooth. There will be no confrontation, no problem. Everybody's going to like me. Everybody's going to invite me to their churches, in their circles, okay?
They're going to pat me on the back. They're going to be glad to see me. Well, we got to be honest with you. The majority of them is not, okay? And this is something that the Lord wants you to understand. Now, I want to open up from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And I want to look at verse 12. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I ask that you would turn with us. Amen. As we get ready to go forth in the Word tonight, it's important that you hear this, people, because the persecution is to come. And I'm talking about especially in this nation, because I want you to understand the persecution at a high level is already going on now in these other countries. Okay?
Amen.
There are people being persecuted because of their belief in Christ. Okay? Already.
Amen.
Right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we have fell into a role of passiveness and even carnal security because, quote, we haven't seen it fully hit here yet. And some of us have grabbed the notion like it's not going to come. And so, therefore, our scapegoat that we have preached has been raptured. And so we say that any day now we can be gone. And those very words, any day now, signifies that, hey, I don't have to worry about any, quote, kind of major persecution that I'm going to see because any day now, I could be gone. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, the Word of God says, this is what Jesus tells you. He said, in fact, let's start at verse 11. He said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, when men shall revile you, when men shall revile you. Not when they might revile you. He said, when men shall revile you and persecute you.
Amen.
Now, there's no might in that verse. He said, blessed are ye. Okay, now I know some of y'all said, hey, wait a minute, that's hard for me to compute with my mind for you to say I'm blessed when men revile me and persecute me and shall say all manner of evil against you, is another key word, falsely. For my sake. Now here's the thing. Glory to God. Jesus saying, verse 12, he said, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which was before you. According to the Word of God, all through time the people of God have faced persecution. All throughout time, the people of God have faced persecution. The Old Testament and in the New, they have faced persecution. Now, it's amazing that God tells us here, brother, and brothers and sisters, I want you to hear this, that he said some words here that, you know, some of us will frown at what he said. He said key things like, blessed are ye. Then he said, rejoice. And then on top of that, he said, be exceeding glad. Now, I know some of you hear that, just like you heard James tell us, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. And you saying, James, how in the world can I count it all joy when I am facing different temptations? And now some of you saying, how in the world can I rejoice and be blessed when men are reviled and persecuting me? Good Lord. He said, for great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
Glory. Jesus puts your focus on the reward being greater than the persecution. Glory to God. He said, for great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. See,
Hallelujah.
Jesus doesn't always put our eyes on a circumstance. He puts our eyes on the reward. And what he does is he tells you, say, hey, your reward for standing and remaining in me is greater than your persecution. And brother, sometimes we get cloud in the mind. Satan sends a cloud to cloud our mind, and we start going, I just don't get it. I don't see how it can be greater. They're punishing me. They're harassing me bad. They're talking about me. They're saying bad names. Oh, yes, they are. But notice he said falsely. Brother, I got to throw this in there. See,
amen.
Some of us, see, the key word there is falsely. Some of us is out there doing some stuff we got no business doing, and we're claiming, well, you know, the word of God said they'll persecute you and talk about you. When you went out there and stole the man's vehicle, okay, and he's after you to put you in jail, that's not falsely. That's truthfully, okay? We're talking about falsely for Jesus' name's sake.
Amen.
Beloved, you're going to be persecuted just like our brothers and sisters in the other countries now for the name of Jesus. Not he said not for your color or your gender. He said for his name's sake. Glory. This is why many times we've been spending on the broadcast telling you to prepare, get ready, prepare, get ready, prepare, okay? Hallelujah. This is why God is having us to warn you, because he wants you to get ready. Because, brothers and sisters, understand this, we do not serve a biased God. We don't serve a God that say, okay, you guys over here in the other countries, I'm going to let you get your head cut off, your fingers smashed, some of you get burned at the stake, okay, for believing in me. But you guys over here in America, y'all just go on the beaches, okay, put your feet in the water, throw your little fishing pole in there, catch you some fishes, and then go get you some Bentleys and some big houses, and then go on TV and tell everybody, this is the God life. And then on top of that, say, hey, any day now we can be gone. I'm sorry. We don't serve that type of God. The Bible tells me that he's a no respecter of persons. So why would Almighty God let his people in other countries be harassed and punished for believing his name, but his people over here in America gets an escape goal of any day I could be gone? Jesus, hallelujah. Brother, I think that many times we fail to understand what we're saying about God. We're putting out there before people that God is a biased God, that he is a God that lets part of his children get killed, head cut off, beat by the police, but he let another part of the children enjoy the life. Oh, let's play in the sand and play in the sand. Oh, let's let our feet twinkle with the toes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay? Wow, let's go get a big Bentley. We want to do our own businesses and make bukus of money. And then on top of that, we can be driving in our car, and boom, God is going to just snatch us out of here. Oh, what a beautiful life. Hallelujah. You know, oh, glory to God. I got to tell you, we don't serve that kind of God. The Bible tells us, and all throughout his word, that God is just and faithful. Now, that wouldn't be just to let part of your children who believe in the same God as your other part of your children over there in another vineyard, to let them get killed and let the others enjoy the sunshine. Glory to God. I'm sorry, we don't serve that type of God. But throughout the time, the people of God, those in the New Testament who are children of Abraham by faith, who accept Jesus Christ as Lord, and even in the Old Testament of the prophets who were persecuted for believing in the Lord, have faced persecution. And I'm here to tell you that if you are a born-again believer, it's going to be no different. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me give you 2 Timothy chapter 3. And like I said, my brother's going to be coming behind me soon with the word that God is giving him. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. And we're warning you today to get ready. And I'm seeing these things that's happening now. And so many Christians are being faced with these different things and being challenged. The devil is challenging them and challenging them even through people. And many of them are shaking and shivering and folding up, because I don't want to let my best friend, who I grew up with, we threw pebbles in the water together. I don't want him you know, to turn on me. I just want to stay good buddies. We've been working out together. We came in our own business together, and therefore I don't want to, you know, if I claim Jesus in front of him, he might make fun of me. Well, he might.
Amen.
Amen. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, look what the Word of God says. It says, yea, and all. It didn't say yea and some. It didn't say yea and a few. Oh, glory. He said, yea and all that will live godly, that will live godly. That means, guess what? That's a choice. Glory to God. See, when he said that will live, that means you choose to live godly in Christ Jesus. See, and understand this, even when you get saved, Jesus did not take away your free moral agency. He did not take away your free will. Amen? You know, we're, like I said, we're not robots, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
This decision to live for Christ has to be personal. You can't look over to the side and say, hey, Deacon Joe, are you going to live for God for me? You know, I really appreciate if you would. You live for God for me, and I ain't got to worry about, you know, people harassing and punishing me for my belief in Christ. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. Your choice to live godly has to be a personal individual. And he said, all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall, just like Jesus said in Matthew, and when they shall, not might, not could, possibly, no, he said shall suffer persecution. Glory. Glory
Amen.
To God. See,
Amen.
We ain't got to walk around sick. We ain't got to walk around sick and diseased. But Jesus said you got to go through persecution. Hallelujah. He said you got to go through that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, when sickness and disease come, we can apply the covenant of the Lord because healing is in the covenant. Amen. But see, when it
Amen.
Comes to persecution, you got to go through that. That got to happen. Okay? Amen. Jesus said you shall, in the covenant, you was not exempt from persecution.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I know you may have been taught differently. Amen. I know you were told different. I know you were told that, you know, go ahead. You let the love of God be seen, and everybody's going to embrace you wherever you go. Their arms going to be wide open. Let me tell you something. Some of them arms going to be open to do something to you. Now we're going to be being real tonight. Okay, and like I said, we're not trying to put fear, because remember, if you believe in Christ, Christ will hold you, okay? He will keep you. Understand that, okay? But we want you to not be deceived to thinking that, hey, okay, everything's just going to go smooth. Everybody's going to receive and love me. They're going to say all awesome and beautiful things about me. And, you know, Brother Ronnie just going to be invited everywhere. They're just going to accept him everywhere, wherever he go, okay? And they're not going to say a bad thing about him because he believe in Christ. Okay. 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 We're trying to warn you. We're trying to warn you.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. So if you live godly, some going to try to escape the persecution. And you say, well, how is that? Denial. Denying who? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So when that persecution, now we got to understand overall, there's overall two types of persecution. There's the verbal and physical, okay? And see, right now, we're entering and getting more of the verbal, but the physical is coming. See, over there in other countries right now, they ain't just getting verbal. They getting physical, too. They're getting the highest level of persecution. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, you don't see those report on CNN, okay? You don't see those report on the daily news talking about Christians. You know, when Barack was toward the end of his president, Remember those Christians that the ISIS cut their heads off? Well, how long did that news flash last? It didn't last long. It didn't last long, about a minute or two, and they cut the, what was it, 21 of them, cut their heads off. Amen. But do you hear any more talk about it? No. Okay? No. And even among us in the body of Christ, we don't talk about being prepared. And we don't understand that when we are teaching that we can be gone any day now, that's helping people to not prepare. We say, well, what do you mean? Well, here's the thought that's going in their mind. Why should I get ready and prepare for the first teacher call if I'm going to be gone any day? Amen. Because I know I would think that. I mean, if you're telling me I'm a Christian and any day I could be gone, that when the greatest of this persecution show up, I ain't got to worry about facing it. Well, what I need to prepare for what? Only thing I need to do is just say, keep saying I believe Jesus. I'm gone. Amen. I'm out of here. Hallelujah. Don't have to face no persecution. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the early church, and like I said, when we get into that series, and we talk more on that, the early church faced the highest level of persecution. Okay? The highest level. They was, quote, punished by man, per se, for believing in Christ. Okay? Hallelujah. See, brother, all these folks that want to brag about how tough they are, I say, you walk the footsteps of Christ. I say, I give you a day. You wouldn't make it. You wouldn't make it. You thinking you tough, okay, in your own strength. Amen. You were right there. And some of these people, in recorded in history, some of these people, you know, there was some that, hey, when they saw that physical persecution coming, they said, oh, no. And they renounced Christ. They said, Amen. Oh, no, none of that. They said they were good and fine when you talking about them, but when they saw that you meant business by taking them in the middle of the village and you finna burn them alive, they said, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, we finna do some denying now because I got to live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People,
Amen.
I pray y'all see this thing is serious. It's
Amen.
Serious, okay? I mean,
Hallelujah.
Satan, the way he works, he throw verbal stuff at you first, and if that don't affect you, then he's going to the next level, and that's the physical, okay? Amen. He's going to the next level.
Amen.
And he's already doing it in these other countries right now. So what is he doing? He's trickling his way over here to America.
Yes,
I know
is.
Some of y'all don't believe this when we telling you this. Some of y'all said, man, there they go again on that broadcast talking all that persecution stuff. Man, I'm finna hang up on them. I'm finna go watch me some Barney on TV because they ain't talking about none today. Okay, well, I tell you what. You keep on saying that. Remember, the word of warning is coming to you. Okay? He said, all
Amen.
That will live godly, not ungodly. Notice the word didn't say ungodly. He said, all that will live ungodly shall suffer persecution. He said, all that live godly, okay? Glory. Everybody's
Amen.
Not going to like you. Everybody's not going to embrace you. And there's people that's going to want to harass and punish you because of your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Remember that. Hear that, please. It's going to
Amen.
Happen, okay? And get this. It ain't going to be just people you don't know. Okay? It's going to be some family folks.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be Cousin Joe. Y'all were close growing up. Y'all was almost like buddies. But Cousin Joe found out that you believe in Jesus, and Cousin Joe decided he wants to mock and make fun of you now. Okay? But since you weren't taking that, and you still saying I believe Jesus, now Cousin Joe finna take it to another level. He wants to start putting his hands on you. Now, I know some of y'all think I'm getting far-fetched again. No, I'm giving you the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Said, get ready.
Get
ready. The persecution. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It ain't going to just
Hallelujah.
Be those folks on the street. You talking about, I don't know them. It's going to be folks that you're close to, folks that you have been familiar with. I mean, it's going to be people that you have grew up together with and grew up in the household. It's going to be some biological brothers and biological sisters and aunties and uncles that's going to come. They're going to do this stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm mighty afraid that some of us is going to be so devastated that we're going to say, I can't put up with this. They ain't liking me because I believe in Jesus. I can't take this. Lord, I'm so sorry, but I love my family folks. Amen. That's what we're going to say. Some of us is going to, I'm mighty afraid that some of us is going to say that. Okay?
Amen.
Because you won't hear the instruction to get ready and get prepared. You won't get ready and get rooted in the word. You won't get prepared in prayer. You won't do it. You still going on your everyday life and talking about, yes, Jesus loves me, and you going out the door. You're doing what you want to do out there. You come back in the house. You eat. You go to sleep. And then the routine start over again. And you're thinking, I'm going to be all kept through that.
Yes.
My Lord. My Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory to God. Eat of our sheet. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, my brother's going to come with the word, same thing, the same word of God, to let you know, hey, the upcoming persecution is on the way. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your word go forth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to open their ears, Lord God. Open their hearts. Open their minds.
Yes,
open their souls. Father, we're talking to your people, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
for
Lord
this
Jesus.
Word is them, Lord Jesus, because they don't understand the danger that they're in, oh Lord God, and that
yes,
this
Lord.
Thing is coming, oh Lord God, and it will sweep them away, Lord God, if they are
yes,
not
Lord.
Founded upon the rock. And they must be founded upon the rock, Lord God, to stand. Lord God, let your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Into them, Lord Jesus. Get them understanding. Illumination. Shake them, wake them up, Lord God, out of slumber,
yes,
out of
Lord.
Sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. This thing is so important, brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't understand how important it is, okay, until this thing actually comes upon us. You don't want to wait till this thing comes upon you. You don't want to wait till the persecution comes, okay? Because if it comes and it comes upon you unaware, you are not going to be able to stand. And you are going to and whatever it takes to survive, that's what you're going to do. If they tell point out a brother, point out one, point out those people that as a servant Christ, I want you to point them out. Point them out. Tell me some names.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. You're going to sell out.
Yeah.
Okay? And many people going to be selling out. People are already selling out now, okay? Many people are already taking the mark of the beast right now. They don't, they think that the mark of the beast is just going to come all of a sudden. The mark of the beast is just going to be here. The mark of the beast been here for a long time, brothers and sisters. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Been here since the devil been applying that mark of the beast since the 1800s, okay? He's been applying, he's been getting people ready, okay? He's been marking them for his, okay? And many other ways he's marking people, okay? But let's go back to the word, okay?
Hallelujah.
Going back to the same scripture, okay? But we're going to go back to the first verse, okay, of the fifth chapter of Matthew, okay? And we're going to start from there, okay? Because you got to know something in order to stand. And I'm laying the foundation for you, okay? All
Hallelujah.
Right? It's not enough to just tell you that you're going to be persecuted and now get ready. How are you going to get ready?
Yeah.
You brothers, you don't know how to get ready because you've been asleep. And you don't know you're lukewarm. You don't know that you're lukewarm. You don't know that you're wishy-washy. You don't know that you ain't been living the life that Christ meant for you to live, okay? Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Okay, we're going to go to that first verse. It says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up unto a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, what did he teach them? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Who is the poor in spirit? That's supposed to be you.
Yeah.
You think that's talking about somebody else, don't you? That's talking about
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Supposed to be the poor in spirit. Number four. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourn what? What brother just got to telling you about this? This
Hallelujah.
Is a way. Even Jesus Christ was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, okay?
Amen.
And this way, when we come into the Lord, we come and we join ourselves to him, we know what he knows, we feel what he feels, okay, and we drink of his cup. You understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Remember
Thank
Jesus
you,
said, Jesus. Remember Jesus said, he said, Lord, oh, could this cup pass from me? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have to
Hallelujah.
Drink of that cup too. Okay, we're going to drink of the sufferings of Christ, okay? We're going to know what
yeah.
Christ died for us, okay? And we don't like to talk about this, but it is
right.
true, okay? But
Amen.
There's joy. When there's joy in the things that we suffer and that we mourn for, okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fifth verse says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's
yes.
you again. That's what you're supposed to
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
You ain't being meek,
Amen.
Are you? Huh? Have many
Hallelujah.
You resist the Lord. Many of you resist one another. Many of you hate one another. Churches hate one another, okay? Religions hate one another, okay? And that's the part that keeps men apart, okay? Your religion, okay? You got a Baptist religion. You got an Episcopal religion, okay? Or you got an apostolic religion, okay? Everybody got their religion, okay? Besides them being born again, okay?
Yeah.
And everybody takes up this mantle. Soon as they get with Christ, okay, they stop following Christ and start following man's mandate, what the church says, okay?
Yeah.
The church
Hallelujah.
Ain't The church ain't supposed to lead you. The church ain't supposed to guide
yeah.
you. The church ain't supposed to direct you. The church is just supposed to edify you, okay, in Christ, okay?
Yeah.
They ain't supposed to lead you, guide you, direct you. Who is supposed to lead you, guide you, and direct you? Well, according to the scriptures, Jesus said the Holy Ghost is the one
Amen.
That has that preeminence, okay? He is the only one that is to lead, guide, and direct you unto all truth. 14th chapter of John, 15th chapter of John, 16th chapter of John, 17th chapter of John, so on and so on and so on, okay? Okay, now.
Amen.
Let's go back to this, okay? Blessed are they which do hunger. This is a sixth verse. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. I did that fifth one, right? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's supposed to be
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Hunger and thirst after what righteousness? That means you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness one time, okay?
Amen. Amen.
I hungered one time in my life after righteousness. I came to the Lord, okay? And I ain't hungered and thirsted after righteousness since then. I went down in the waters, okay? I ain't hungering and thirst after righteousness, okay? That ain't the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's supposed to be a continuous thing, okay? We talking
Amen.
About a continuous. All this is continuous, okay? Why did Jesus tell these people this in the first place? Why these people was, these people he was talking to, okay, they believed in Moses, right? They believed in the law of Moses, right? And the law of Moses is, it is true, okay? It's truth.
Yeah.
It's the shadow of things to come. But when something, when it was pointing to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ had come, okay? And he said, now, this is what I'm telling you. This is what you do, okay? Now, Jesus laying the word on them, okay, so they can know how they can walk, you know? Blessed are the merciful.
Amen.
Seven verses are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When do you stop being merciful? When are you supposed to stop being merciful? You're supposed to be merciful all the days of your life. Because why? Because God is merciful. Right?
Amen.
And it's supposed to be a continuous thing. It's supposed to be a continuous thing. You're supposed to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory with God, okay? And these things are supposed to be evident in your life.
Amen.
Are these things evident in your life?
Hallelujah.
Blessed are the, 8th verse says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, man. Wow. Can't be pure in heart. Nobody can be that. Nobody can be that close to God. Ain't that what people are telling you? Huh? Ain't that what the church is telling you? That just be the best person that you can be. Be the best one that you can be. Who that sound like? Sound like the devil to me. be the best person you could be. Jesus ain't never told nobody to be the best person that they can be. Okay? If somebody telling you to be the best person you could be, they giving you the shuck and jive. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's the church that you're going to be setting up in, and you're going to be sitting up there, all these rows of people are going to be sitting up there because somebody told them, oh, shucks, okay, just be nice to one another, be good to one another.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing bad to one another. Don't talk bad to nobody. You don't get me. They didn't want Christians about bad to nobody in the first place, okay? But you still, because they say this because they don't want to hear what the real word of God say. People say this because they don't want to have to deliver the real word of God.
Yeah.
Because the real word of God is controversial, okay?
Amen.
When you pull out that sword, okay, which is the word of God, when you pull out that sword, you say, this is what God has said. And then you cut.
Amen.
You cut down, down in the middle. You cut all the way down, right? And you know.
Amen.
You lose both barrels of that shotgun of the word of God. And you deliver it.
Amen.
Man, people don't want to take that word. They don't want to believe that word because that word, it cuts. Because that word, it wounds. Because that word, it's made to deliver you from your sins. To shake you
Amen.
Up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
It's there to shake you up. And I ain't here to try to lay down no cotton for you to fall on. I want
Amen.
You to fall straight on the floor so that you can feel it, okay? To feel this, okay? And know the things that we are saying to you are true, okay?
Amen.
And it hits you hard, okay, when you realize that, hey, there ain't going to be no rapture like that. It's going to be a rapture. But it ain't going to happen in the time that they say it's going to happen, okay?
Amen.
People say, oh, well, the brother, you got to telling you that people think that we're going to be delivered out of this world, okay, before anything happens. At any moment now, we're going to be taken out of the earth. That cannot happen. It absolutely cannot happen. Jesus Christ cannot come at any time.
Amen. Amen.
And that ain't what he meant by that, by telling people to prepare themselves. He was telling them to prepare and be ready all the time, because you don't know what time you might die.
Yeah.
You don't know what time you might leave this life. You got to be ready to leave this life at all times, okay? Your soul has to be ready. You have to be. You got to have all. You got to have your. You got to have all your fences mended. Okay. You got to have your stock in the put into the gate. Okay. You got to put all your sheep in there. Okay. Everything you have to do. Okay. Your conscience has to be right with God. Everything. Okay. Before you leave this life. Okay.
Hallelujah.
And be going out of this life talking about, Father, give me a chance so I can repent.
Yeah, too late. My God.
A lot of times when death comes upon you, you're unprepared and you don't know it. Okay? Especially when if you've been living your life the way you want to live it. So when
Amen.
Death comes, it comes. And if it catches you unawares, then you know where you're going to be. Unless
Amen.
unless you all of a sudden wake up and say, Lord, forgive me right now before I die. You know, but most people don't. They fall right into that trap, and the devil knows how to lay that trap. Okay, because
Amen.
you go along a long time without saying and say, oh, I've been all right. I ain't been feeling bad. Who is the one that don't want you to feel what God wants you to feel? Because God wants you to know what's going on. God
Amen.
Don't want you to be blind. God don't want you to be deaf, and God don't want you to be dumb. But that's the Christian that walks around this world thinking that they're going to be snatched away at any moment because they don't read
Amen.
What the Word of God says. The Word of God says it's not possible. Okay? According to the Word of God, it's not possible for you to be snatched away because God has a plan. And all the things that God do, and you saying that, well, God's going to do all this after he's going to let all these things happen, all the bad things are going to happen after we get snatched out of the world.
My Lord.
Come on, be honest with yourself. Do you think you deserve for God to snatch you out of this world? Be honest.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
My God. Jeez.
People over there in China are actually dying, being killed in many different ways. Africa,
yeah.
Okay, in Arabia, Iran, Iraq, okay, all these different places in the East, they're being killed. And you're saying they're being killed for their faith. And you send up there saying, hey, Lord, I know you're going to deliver us in America before any of these bad things happen.
Mm.
And we always talk about, you know, we always talk about having the best of everything. We talk about having cars and God blessing us, okay, with financial blessings. That's all we think about, financial blessings.
Yeah.
That's what we think about. If you sow this seed, you see many people talking about sowing the seed. Sow the seed,
yeah.
That's a good word, okay, to sow seed, okay, toward something good, okay. That's good. That's a good thing. But you don't set up no whole church on that. You don't set up no whole doctrine on that. If that's all you, every time I hear you talking, yes, all you talk about, I'm talking about everybody that does this thing. I'm talking about some it's gain because they talking about is gain. Talking about, oh, send me this much money, and this God's gonna bless you. It's tried and true.
My Lord.
God do bless people. Okay, that word is true. But don't have people because the world, America, is wishy washy. America that got away from God, okay, and they don't think that they should suffer anything. Any slight little discomfort, we run and hide in the corner. We say, oh, God, we can't take it. Oh, we get oppressed. We get depressed. The devil's depressing us. Oh, we can't take it. And we don't understand in America that we got the better of the choice because we can actually do something for ourselves, okay? We're living in a land where we could actually do something for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, amen.
In China, you can't do nothing for yourself. In Africa, you can't do nothing for yourself. If you ain't got nothing, nobody else ain't got nothing either. Nobody's got nothing. Everybody's dirt poor, okay? A lot of these places are they dope, dirt poor, okay? But we in America, what? Why are we going to be raptured?
Yeah.
Amen. Many of us got more than one Bible.
Yeah. Amen.
Many of us will refuse a Bible.
Yeah.
I don't need.
Amen.
I'm all right.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and then we're going to be the ones that God is going to take away. God's gonna take us away in our self righteousness, because that's what we built upon, self righteousness. Okay, but these things that God that Jesus is saying here in this fifth chapter of Matthew, this is not self righteousness. This is the commandments of Jesus, and he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
Amen.
Go back up to the 8th verse. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How are you going to see God? Unless you pure, okay? Unless you walk the way that God wants you to walk, unless you walk the straight and narrow of the Lord. Because the Lord don't show nothing to you unless you start walking toward him and you continue to walk toward him, okay? And it's a progressive thing. You got, even as you progress, you got to progress, okay? You understand what I'm saying? You know what progressing is? Okay? Achieving something, okay? Even if you be victorious over one thing, you're supposed to keep being victorious, okay? Not just, I was victorious last year.
Yeah, amen.
Year, I ain't had no victory
Hallelujah.
This year.
My Lord.
That's where a lot of Christians are walking in a state where they of unfruitfulness, okay? What do I mean by unfruitfulness? That means that they're not bearing the fruit that Jesus Christ told them to bear.
Amen.
This is the fruit that God is telling you to bear. He's telling you to be peacemakers. That's a fruit of the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What is a peacemaker? Peacemaker is one that forgives his brother, even if his brother don't ask him to forgive him, he forgives him, okay?
Yeah.
A peacemaker is one who says, oh, my brother, he's angry with me. I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to straighten this out, and I'm going to ask him to forgive me, even if he's angry with me, and I don't know why he's angry with me. That's a peacemaker,
amen.
Okay? A peacemaker is one that will say, okay, I was wrong. I'll take the wrong, okay? Just forgive me. Let us walk in forgiveness, brother. Okay? And peacemaker is one that says, hey, when I come to you and I ask you to forgive me, okay, I want you to forgive me. Just like the Bible says, like Jesus Christ said, 7 times 70 in a day.
Yeah.
Okay? When Jesus said that, he wasn't just talking off the top of his head. Okay? He would
amen.
Just come up with a number. Oh, let's think of a number here. He didn't say that, okay? He said, this is what you do. And then he laid
amen.
The law down. He's laying the law down here. Bless it. Are ye when men shall revile you? What's revile you? That means don't like you.
Yeah.
They don't agree with you. Okay? And persecute you. Persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Amen.
False, Remember the brother just got through saying falsely? Okay. That's a very important feeding, okay, that they persecute you falsely, okay? That they speak against you falsely, okay? Because you standing up for Christ, not because of your sin. Okay? You don't deserve them because somebody catch you in your sins, right? And they said, brother, I'm straightening you out. And you said, and then you said, okay, you humble yourself, okay? You get caught in some sin. You got no business caught in the first place, okay? And didn't I do a good thing? Well, that's just a reasonable service in the first place, okay?
Amen.
All right.
My Lord.
Okay. All right. Blessed are the 11th verse. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for myself. Rejoice. This is the 12th verse. Rejoice. Hallelujah. How can you rejoice? Can you rejoice if I come up to you and I'm a sinner and I slap you good and hard?
Yeah.
Come on now. Listen. Be honest with yourself. Be honest. Are you ready for persecution? Huh?
Yeah.
If I'm a sinner, I come up to you and I say, I'm slapping you because you say you believe in Jesus Christ. What are you supposed to do if I say I'm slapping you because you say you believe in Jesus Christ? You're supposed to take it.
My Lord. Amen.
That might be hard, okay? And it sounds hard, okay? To stand up there and let some grown person slap the fire out of you.
Yeah.
That don't sound good.
Amen.
Do it. Huh? It don't sound right. Do it. Huh? Do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ was slapped. Jesus Christ was manhandled. Jesus Christ was, they took Jesus. And when Jesus Christ first told him who he was, okay? When he first told him who he was, and he told this is a day this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. When he told them that, what did they say? They took him, they manhandled him, and they took him out. And they were trying to take him and throw him headlong over a hill to bash his brains out.
Yeah.
Huh? And then in one place they took up stones to stone Jesus. How many times did they take up stones to stone Jesus? And he walked out of their midst.
Good Lord.
Well, that's in the scripture, okay? And Jesus Christ says, he said that if they did this to me, if they heard me, they'll hear you. But see, we Christians, we don't understand that. We think that the walk of Christianity is one where we separated from the things that Jesus Christ did, okay, and we're not gonna take that part, okay? We're not gonna take the part of persecution, okay? But you are gonna take that part of persecution, okay?
Amen.
If you call yourself a Christian, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. What do you mean, the prophets? That means that the prophets is the one that had the real word of God in their mouth.
Yeah.
And they were killed for the word that they had in their mouth. Okay, the word that came out of their mouth, that's why they was killed. Jeremiah, Isaiah, those prophets, they was killed. They was cut off. Okay, why was they killed? They was killed for the word that was in their mouth.
Amen.
Because a lot of times they had to go to the king and tell the king what the Lord had told them.
Yes, Lord.
And when you go to men and tell them what the word of God says, okay, men don't really want to hear the word of God. You know, the kings and stuff like
Amen.
That, they only want to hear favorable things, okay? And they just like you, they only want to hear favorable things. Okay, and Christians today don't want to hear the word of God when the word of God says, hey, you're going to be persecuted. Now, I'm laying a foundation for you, okay? And the
Amen.
Reason why I'm laying this foundation for you, because it's necessary. I want to go little by little, okay, because I want you to know how you can stand, okay? You stand on the word of God. That's how you stand through persecution, okay? That's the you got it. Three ways you have to stand. You have to have the Holy Spirit abiding in you, okay? What else you got to have? You got to be walking in the word, okay? You got to be obedient to the word, okay? In order to stand these things that are coming, okay? Right? You got to do all that you can do, okay? And you got to deliver your soul, your own soul, by taking His word to the people out here that don't have the word of God. Okay?
Amen.
By telling people that you are in your sins, and you're going to die in your sins, and after you die in your sins, you're going to go to hell. And when you in hell, you're going to have eternal torment, eternal death. You're going to be separated from God forever, and you ain't going to ever get out of there. Now that's what you're supposed to be telling people. So,
yeah.
But one thing, first thing first, okay. You have to get yourself right with Christ. Brothers and sisters, you have to get right with Christ. If you've been walking apart from what God has told you to do, apart from the word of God, okay, you've been walking in this world. If you've been walking in this world, if you're walking according to your own flesh, if you've been walking according to your own desire, if you've been walking according to the dictates that Satan put in your mind, okay, then you should repent. You got to repent today, okay? Brothers and sisters, you got to repent. And I'm talking to all my brothers that name the name of Christ, okay? God don't believe in divorce, okay? And so God don't cast you off like that. He don't just cast people off like that. And He gives you time because He's merciful. That's why the word continually says His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God says His mercy endureth forever. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the people of God say that His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy does
endure
forever. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Repent at all your might. Repent with all your heart. Repent with all your desire. Repent and be broken in all your might. And do your first works over. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. You that Laodicean church. Hallelujah. I hate to tell you that, but that's what you meant. And until you wake up, you that Laodicean church. Okay?
My Lord.
You ain't good to swallow. You know, so God can spit you out of His mouth. You're lukewarm. You know, and a person gets some lukewarm water, what they want to do? Most people want to spit that water. Ain't cool. It ain't cool. It ain't hot. It's just lukewarm. I don't want that. Spit it out of their mouth, right? If God tells you He wants to spit you out of His mouth because you're so distasteful, what is He saying about you, huh?
Amen.
We are that church. We are in that same position, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm giving it back to my brother. Brother, I'm sorry I went over.
Oh, don't worry about it, brother. You laid down the foundation. I want to let everybody know we will have part two coming this Sunday. My brother have laid down the foundation. Thank God for my brother laying down the foundation. And I pray that you all was listening. This is a message of warning to some of you, especially who have thought that, hey, you know, you have faced people talking about you, and you say, hey, it don't supposed to be like this. What's going on? I'm saved. You know, they supposed to like me, you know, because, you know, some of the churches is not preaching the gospel fully and truthfully like they should. And therefore, many are not being informed
and many times misinformed on
Amen.
That. And so they thinking that, hey, this don't supposed to be happening to me. You know, Cousin Skeeter's don't supposed to be talking about me like that. He's supposed to love me, you know. He's supposed to say, why is he harassing me like this? Because I told him I'm a Christian. Well, that's what's going to happen, brothers and sisters, you know. And this is why we're warning you today. My brother have laid the foundation. Lord said the same. We definitely will come back with part two on Sunday. And this is a very important topic because, once again, you need to be prepared. We're over here in America, and we're sitting comfortable. We have been lulled to a carnal security.
Amen.
And
Amen.
When we hear about brothers and sisters in other countries being killed for the word of God, we go, oh, that's so sad. That's as far as we go. Okay? That's as far as we go. And we're thinking on ourselves, for one thing, say, hey, this is the God life. And I've heard different professing ministers and Christians who got these nice big cars and big houses. They say, oh, this is the God life. I said, so, okay, if this is the God life, then our brothers and sisters over there, they're being killed, okay, they're standing for the faith, okay. They don't have the big cars and the big houses. I said, so what do you say to them? Okay. You know, what are you going to tell them? Well, I want you to know that what they're facing is coming this way.
Amen.
Okay?
Sure is.
And I'm
Amen.
Afraid for some of God's people, when it comes this way, they're going to say, this ain't what I signed up for. This can't be happening. Oh, no, I can't deal with this. No way. That ain't what my pastor preached to me. He preached to me cars and houses, and God supply all my needs. And if I get into financial trouble, he'll supply. And if there be any danger, he'll deliver. This ain't what I signed up for. And some of them is just going to throw their hands up and turn away.
Amen.
People, listen. You got to have that personal. The word is personal, with quotation marks around it. Relationship with Christ. There are going to be people. Some have been in Christ. They're going to turn away from God. And if you
Amen.
Are stuck on people, you're going to leave with them.
Yes.
Do you
yes.
hear what I'm saying? If you're
Amen.
Stuck on people, you're going to leave with them. When they say, enough of this, talking about me too much, because I believe in Jesus, I'm gone. And if you stuck on them, you're gone too. You're going to leave.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
This got to be personal. I mean, when Junior decides he can't take no more, you got to say yes, Lord. If you can't say yes, Lord, because Junior left, then you're leaving. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's just the Holy Ghost. See, we dependent on people. We're supposed to love one another, but we're dependent
Amen.
On people.
Yes.
And so if somebody make Grandmama Joe mad in the church and she leave the church, then I leave. Okay?
Amen.
Because I'm attached to Grandmama Joe. Okay?
Amen.
I'm getting out of here. They talked about
Amen.
Her and she said she can't take it. She has to leave. And so if she leaving, I'm gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Lord, open our eyes.
Hallelujah.
Open our
Hallelujah.
Eyes, Lord.
Glory
Let
to
that
the
be
Lamb.
Your prayer, Lord. Help me to get ready.
Help
me
to
get
prepared.
Ready.
Help me to
help
get prepared.
Help me to stand, Lord God.
Stand,
I need more sheep. I need more
Hallelujah.
Of you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Forgive
Jesus.
Me the whole shout out of our Forgive me of my shortcomings, Lord God, and my neglect
Amen.
In spending time with you. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Let that be your personal prayer. Don't be looking around and wait for somebody else to pray it. You pray it. You it's got to be personal.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It
Amen.
Has to be personal. Glory
God
to God. Some of
Amen.
You won't even study the word of God unless you see somebody else study it. That ain't going to work. Hallelujah. It has to be personal. Some of you
Amen.
Won't even pray unless you see somebody else praying. If everybody else in the church building
decide not to pray, you should be praying. It has to be personal.
That's
Amen.
Right.
It got to be personal. Glory to God. Everybody that was burned, glory to Jesus. Everybody that was burned at the stake, they weren't joined with other folks. They was brought into the villages sometimes alone. Sometimes one other person was brought with them, okay? But some many times they were being persecuted alone, physically.
Amen.
But you have to believe the word. Like my brother said, you got to stand on the word. You got to say, greater is he that is in me. So you know that you're not totally alone when you're being persecuted because you have the greater one in you.
Amen. That's right.
But if you don't believe that, if it hasn't come personal to you, problem, Houston, and the problem going to be you're not going to be able to stand, okay, when they come to you and say, hey, I saw you over there. When they like they came to Peter, oh, you were with him. Peter said, I don't know the man. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I don't know. And that's what we're going to get. When that persecution level get high and you see some of your brothers and sisters being persecuted and you go, and they say, hey, he was with them in the group. They were, hey, he had Bible study with the Mary Wednesday. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know those people. I got a twin brother. That wasn't me. That's what you're going to do. You're going to back out of it.
Amen.
Glory to God. I see these things we're going through now. We start sweating when we get a bill in the mail that we don't recognize. Oh, no, Lord, help. Oh, we just shook up. We don't know what to do. We can't even think straight. We can't drive. We have to sit in the car. If we're doing that on that, Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord.
Yeah.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
I'm going to end it with this. It's just like, as I mentioned the other day, some of you won't even go back out on missionary work. You went one time, boom, the door got slammed in your face. Oh, I'm good, I can't take it. And now you're at the house, and when we come to you and say, hey, we're going on missionary work next week, I got something to do. Well, wait a minute, you just said you were off for 2 weeks. Yeah, I got to mow the yard. You don't want to go back out there. You said I can't handle those slamming in my face.
Amen.
You want everybody to listen. You glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, he said, "Great is your reward in heaven."
Amen.
Yeah, you might get 20 or 30 doors slamming in your face, but guess what? You finna come across one door that's finna welcome you in. Okay.
Amen.
You got to go through. Glory to God. You got to, you got to go through that first to get to the reward.
Amen.
Jesus, help us. We missing the understanding. Yeah. You got to, we think as soon as we step out there, everybody going to run down the street. Yeah, I've been waiting on you. Some of them going to be running down the street trying to come at you. That's what they're going to be doing. Okay? Hallelujah. And it won't be the welcoming party.
Amen.
We got to get ready. Okay? We got to get ready.
We do. Yeah.
We got to get prepared.
Because
what's in us, when we are approached with danger, one of the first things go to grip us is fear.
Man.
And we have to stand on the power of God and speak up as that fear and say, no, you're not getting a hold of me. Because, see, that's what some of them did. They allow in the times of old when they were being persecuted. That's why some of them renounced Christ. Because when that fear got hold, they say, oh, no, now. This body can't take that. No, I'm not. Not what they talking about doing, stringing me up. No. Let the whole village see me. None of that. That's what they.
Amen.
And they say, hey, okay. I renounce. Okay. And they actually thought, when they renounced Christ, that they was in the clear. But when you read in the history, when one man had did it one time, they say he was more tormented in his mind and body than he would have been burning at the stake. So when you get up there and you deny Christ because you want to dodge the persecution, you ain't in the clear. You're going to be worse, okay?
Amen.
You done denied your help.
Amen.
You are totally on the devil's ground now. He wants to have a heyday with you.
Amen.
He have you on a roller coaster with your emotions. It's not going to get better, people. Not without Jesus.
Nope.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Not without him.
Not without him.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're grateful, Lord, for this night broadcast and for this opportunity you have given us to present your word. We're grateful that you have put upon the brother's heart to lay a foundation. We're grateful, Lord God, Lord of the hosts, that you had him to go through the word of God and prepare for the morning he will bring this coming Sunday. We're grateful, Lord, for every ear that has been tuned in, that's been warned, that has been gripped in an attention.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, perhaps they was turning by the station and they stopped and they heard the word of God and tuned in.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. We're grateful, Lord God, that you are the God of mercy and the Father of all comfort, that none
thank
is greater
Father.
Than thee, Lord God. That even
Lord
in the midst
Jesus.
Of our trials and persecution and tribulation, that you're still God and it doesn't change you. You're the same God that strengthens us, and you're
thank
the same
God.
God that leads and guides us, and you will be the same God that will keep us
yes,
if we would trust in the glory and depend upon you. Thank you, Jehovah, shout out of our shame. Jesus. Touch every babe in Christ and those that have grown and mature a little bit and those that are fully grown, just touch them by your word and prepare them. Help them to be ready, Lord God, for the thing that is about to come.
Ready,
help them
Lord
to
Jesus.
Cry out for the persecution against the Christians in the other countries. Help them to cry out for them in the name of Jesus to stand in the gap,
in the name
to make supplication that you have told us in the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray for the Christians in the other nations this day, God. That is suffering for your name's sake.
Name
that's being beheaded and being beaten, Lord God, and name being scandalized and being talked about, Lord God, and being ran down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, I pray that you would send your heavenly angels to comfort them and strengthen them and let them not be fazed or to turn away or to deny you, Lord God, but let the power of the Holy Ghost just radiate throughout their being and touch their enemies right now, cause their eyes to be open, cause jail cells to be open right now in the name of Jesus, cause the chains to be broken. Let them see the manifestation of your power working through your people in the name of Jesus. Let the healing go forth and deliverance go forth and let your word be filled with so much power as it come out their mouth that even those that will listen will be convicted. Let it be.
Thank you. Let it be.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for you, brother, once again. Lord, say the same.
Amen.
For those of you that are listening, we will be back Sunday, part two, the persecution to come. My brother's going to come with more of the word. He laid a foundation today. Thank God for it. And he's going to bring more of the word. So we ask that you bring your heart and your ear. Amen. To Sunday's broadcast. Glory be to God. Bring your Bible.
Thank you.
Bring your paper and your pencil. We want you to bring all that. We ain't telling you just to hear us and don't turn to nothing, don't write nothing down. We want you to do that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And so, once again, for Brother Robert Gross and Brother Nate, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.